This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Over two dozen Palestinians have been killed in the South Gaza city of Rafah early Saturday, hours after Israel's prime minister said an Israeli invasion there is inevitable. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In Rafah, the southernmost part of Gaza, residents search through the concrete remains of a destroyed building. They're searching for the remains of neighbors and loved ones. Resident Fadil Al-Ghanam says the apartment of his son, who lived above him, was on fire after the strikes. We searched for bodies. We were stunned that there were no complete bodies. We started to collect parts of flesh. The strikes in Rafah came hours after Israel's prime minister said he asked the military to plan for the evacuation of hundreds of thousands of people from the southern Gaza city ahead of a ground invasion. More than half of Gaza's 2.3 million people are packed into Rafah. Many are being uprooted repeatedly by Israeli evacuation orders that now cover two-thirds of Gaza's territory. I'm Karen Chamas.
After Israel began drawing up its evacuation plans for Rafah, a UN spokesman Friday said Palestinian civilians need to be protected, though not through any forced mass displacement. Speaking to reporters at UN headquarters in New York, UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric told reporters the UN Office of Coordination for Humanitarian Affairs reports the unprecedented density of Rafah's population, the result of people fleeing the city to the city from other parts of Gaza, makes it nearly impossible to protect them. And Dujarric said forcing them to move again is not the answer.
We are extremely worried about the fate of civilians in Rafah. I think what is clear is that people need to be protected, but we also do not want to see any forced mass displacement of people, which is by definition against their will.
You'll find more information on this story and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pakistan officials Saturday pushed back at criticism over the conduct of its parliamentary elections this week, which were held amid sporadic militant attacks and an unprecedented stoppage of all mobile phone services. The strongly worded reaction from the foreign ministry insisted the vote there was peaceful and successful. The U.S. State Department had said Thursday the vote was held under undue restrictions on freedoms of expression, association, and peaceful assembly. The European Union also said it regrets the lack of a level playing field due to the inability of some political actors to contest the elections. Former Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan led a Commonwealth team of election observers in Pakistan, and speaking to reporters Saturday in Islamabad, said he could not say how fair the election was.
What we can say is that in terms of the legal framework and some other key issues for the purpose of managing the elections, there's some improvement. And we only encourage the country to do more. And during when we send our final report, we'll isolate those clear issues where there's some improvement and mention it. And where we need further improvement, we'll also mention it.
U.S. President Joe Biden's Republican rivals are pouncing on questions about his mental acuity following a verbal slip by the president that exacerbated voters' anxiety about his age. VOA White House chief correspondent Patsy Whitaker-Swara has this report.
At issue was a special counsel's report about his mishandling of classified documents. The report also cited his lapses in memory. As he spoke, Biden highlighted his efforts to secure aid for the people of Gaza, making this verbal slip about Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi.
As you know, initially, the president of Mexico, el-Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in.
It's the third time Biden mixed up world leaders' names in recent weeks. Ahead of the November presidential election, his mistake strengthens the Republican narrative that he is unfit to lead and heightens Democrats' anxiety about his age, prompting pushback from the White House. Patsy Whitaker-Swara, VOA News, Washington.
Senegalese President Macky Sall Saturday defended his decision to postpone elections as violent protests erupted across the country. In his first interview since announcing the delay, Sall brushed off allegations that the decision was unconstitutional and that he'd created a constitutional crisis, saying the country needed more time to resolve controversies over the disqualification of some candidates and a conflict between the legislative and judicial branches of government. But much of the public fears Sall, who faces term limits, is just seeking to delay leaving office. Senegal is one of West Africa's most stable democracies, but the presidential vote has been dogged by controversies from deadly protests that resulted in Sall announcing he would not seek a third term. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.